the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Here's the guesting today. Tuesdays we do guest it some. Charles Arbuckle will join us here about 15 minutes out. Hour number one. Buck joins us every Tuesday. Top of hour two, Gator Dave from down in Jacksonville will check in. And a little bit later, hour three, Griff will be with us. That's the lay of the land. That's the guesting for today. Oh. It was a pleasure to be out at the golf course yesterday at the Hope Hines for Kids event. Very, very good yearly event for a fantastic cause, as you know. And we changed the show up a little bit just on Monday because of that event. We do that every year except last year when nobody was going anywhere other than in studio there for a period of time. But a wonderful event, and it was fun to be out there and see everybody. Hadn't seen some of those folks. Hadn't seen Hope in a few years. Actually, hadn't seen Hope Hines since that event 2 years ago. Good to catch back up with him. But anyways, weather was beautiful. The day was fantastic. It was a pleasure to be out there. If you do want to check in today, the F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. Back broadcasting from the Strike and Spare Studios. I'm in the Wilco location, as I am every day doing the show. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Had the baseball on. I didn't have as much of the Texas game on. They advanced to Omaha. I had the Mississippi State Notre Dame game on, and Mississippi State brought the lumber in that matchup. Man, won 11-7, so they advanced. The Fighting Irish, I told you on Twitter, I got the rosary beads out. I was counting them. I was praying hard, man. I mean, I was praying hard. Wasn't good enough. Apparently, my praying did not get it done. Mississippi State, clearly the better team advancing, and it's a good-looking baseball team, too. They didn't really show up much for the SEC tournament, which, again, doesn't really matter. They're in Omaha. Arkansas is not in Omaha. And Arkansas, I thought, was the best team going in, but not the case, apparently. If you're not in Omaha, you're probably not the best team. Vanderbilt, oh yeah, we got Vanderbilt in Tennessee. I was asking yesterday, I got a lot of responses. I didn't see until after the show, but Vanderbilt and Tennessee are not on the same side of the bracket. So technically, and again, I'm not necessarily predicting this, but technically they could play for the championship. You could have Nashville versus Rocky Top for the College World Series championship. Again, I don't know how much I would bet on that. Maybe not a lot, but technically that could happen. Yeah, that could happen. But yeah, it was a pleasure. I was watching the College World Series and paying attention to a little college football. Any news lately? Not really. Since the playoff news and maybe some recruiting. Arch Manning is on his school-by-school travel itinerary right now, and that's got everything this guy does. Apparently, he was at the Texas baseball game over the weekend, sitting there, and people were tweeting on this. Poor kid. We're talking about a guy who is through his sophomore year of high school, but he just so happens to be a really good quarterback, and he just so happens to have the most famous last name you could have in football. You could not have a more, as a recruit now, you could not have a more famous, everybody knows that name than Manning. As far as a family, as far as whether it's Archie, whether it's Peyton, whether it's Eli, what, Olivia? Oh, everybody knows Olivia, too. That's right. She's famous. You could not have a more famous name attached to you as a football recruit than the name Manning. And he's been to Clemson. He's been, am I skipping one? I know he's just at Texas. And he's got Georgia. Has he already been to Georgia or not? Yeah, correct me on that. I am not necessarily following every breath he takes like some are. Maybe I should be. Maybe I'm missing out on that one, but that's been all over Twitter for a while, the whole Arch Manning saga. Husker Ron checking in this morning. And the Huskers had a very good baseball season. Now, football's coming up. We all know that's what really counts. I get it. But there were some happy baseball moments for Nebraska inside the Big Ten Conference. Ron says, glad college football thinks so much of Kevin Warren to not include him in the expansion working group. You know, I noticed that. You would think that normally, typically, that the Big Ten commissioner, Jim Delaney or whoever, now Kevin Warren, would be involved in that. Now, I'm sure he's involved in various aspects, but apparently that committee, when they name the names, his isn't in there. So Ron up in Avon Lake, Ohio. Sure, glad college football thinks so much of Kevin Warren to not include him in the expansion working group. Mountain West commissioner is good thing. He would have recommended to play conference-only games or something. Probably. I got a message from Paragon SC. Lives up in New York City, but he's from Cali. He's a big Trojan fan. And here's the tweet. And I don't know who this dude is, but it's somebody on Twitter. His name is George Reister III. And again, I'm not saying that to be critical. I just don't know him. Might be a very well-known breaker of news guy. I don't know. But it says here, and it's from some point on Monday, a tweet. We are on the verge of a story potentially to be broken in the next week or two that will rock the college football world. Also will ruin legacies and could impact the balance of power out west. First of all, if you've got a story of said magnitude, why would you tease maybe in a week or two we will unleash this? Because in this environment, you can't hold on to a story. There is no way you can hold a story that long. If you tease it, somebody's going to ruin it for you. You can't do that. Matter of fact, you really can't even be quiet and hold on to a story. It is going to escape and get out there, and you're not going to get credit for it. But anyways, that was the tweet. We're on the verge of a story. Potentially, this leads me to believe this has to be some sort of amateur. Yeah, I'm judging now. Potentially, this story to be broken in the next week or two that will rock the college football world, ruin legacies, and could impact the balance of power out west. Immediately, here's what I thought. What in the bleep are you talking about? The balance of power out west. There is no balance of power out west. You are out of sight, out of mind, and you are not respected right now as a college football entity when it comes to the playoffs. You are not respected. You have lost it. You are not a thing. Now, are there some teams? Oregon. That can play good football from time to time, sure. But as a region of the country, as it applies to college football, you are out of sight, out of mind. What in the hell does it mean when somebody says the balance of power? There is no balance of power. There is an entire stretch of the United States of America on the west side that is completely open to somebody going and dominating and taking it. And nobody wants to do it. Oregon's probably doing better than anybody else in the moment. But it's not clear. There is a huge stretch of real estate on that side of the country that is available for the taking in the college football planetary system if you really want to do it. And nobody's doing it. And it's not a good level of football, okay? It's not a fun level of can't wait to see that football. Now, all things equal, if it were right, Southern Cal would be the team. But right now they're not doing it. If everything was lined up appropriately, it would be the mighty Trojans that have regained control of that whole area. That's the way that would work. But, and again, I don't know who this guy is. And again, he may be a pretty good reporter. I'm not trying to be overly critical. I don't know him. But balance of power, you think anybody in college football right now is holding their breath over the balance of power out west? I haven't thought about the balance of power out west, and I don't even know when. It's been a while. Charles Arbuckle, when we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A steady flow of traffic continues down 40 westbound right now, coming through Mount Juliet. All that traffic flow leaving Wilson County, headed towards Nashville. Still holding up 65 through Brentwood, 7300 block of Old Charlotte Pike. They're still over there, finishing up the paperwork on that crash on the west side. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. You can always order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Napa Know How.
Some things just go better together, like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for $26.48. It's like bacon and eggs, hot dogs and mustard, or Joni and Chachi. Ask your dad about it. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 6/30/21.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC. ABC. A always BBC. Closers. Always be closing.
A-B-C. A always B-B-C closing. Always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Chester Buckle is with us every Tuesday right here in this spot, hour number one. And Buck, a lot of ways we can go here this morning. I want to ask you a little bit about the baseball if you're perusing some of it. I'm casually doing it, but all the expansion talk and the notion, apparently, Buck, that the 12-team model is all but a done deal, all but the dried ink as a done deal, you're thinking there.
Man, that, you know, it just happened kind of quickly. You know, we've been talking about it. We've been saying, hey, it can happen. It should happen. At some point, it, you know, even if you didn't agree with it, you knew with the way things were set up, it was going to work itself out. And it's just been crazy how quickly it just happened. You know, like, one minute we heard that it wasn't going to be there. Yeah. Sorry about that, Bill. I was ordering some coffee, and usually they just take my money, but she wanted to let me know I had coffee. But I think what happened is all that talk about, well, we'll never do that, we won't have this, and sure enough, man, it escalated quickly. And I think in the right way. I don't know about 12. I don't know about 12 if I like that as much, but I do think that we were going to go to 6, we were going to go to 8. So maybe they just said, let's bypass that and go straight to 12.
Yeah, apparently 12, and it caught me by surprise. Now, there'd been a few articles previously, a few months back, about the number 12. I don't know that I took it so seriously at the time, but apparently, Buck, and we're fed stories in the past that when it comes to sports in college, we're told it's going to be the way it's going to be, and then it doesn't happen. But it sure sounds like everything is lined up here.
Well, you know, I caution everybody, because remember when the Pac-6 16 or Pac-12. You know, remember that was supposed to happen.
Right.
I mean, that was like, I heard that from a lot of folks when that was going to take place. And then just for whatever reason, Texas and Texas A&M, and, you know, that was the kind of the unraveling of it, but there were other things. So until I see it signed on the dotted line, but unlike that, you have all of the major players saying, yeah, this is pretty close to coming to existence. So that's the only thing that makes me think maybe we are in a position where this will be different than what we've expected and what we've seen in the past. You know, I don't know. It's really weird to see how quickly it happened, but there had to be something. Was it name, image, and likeness that they were trying to usurp? What were they trying to take away? Because the way it happened was just like, man, this, you know, normally we move at a snail's pace in college football. You know, change is not something that happens quickly. It was at the transfer portal. Was it name, image, and likeness? Was it, what was it that just, what was the impetus when they went in that room and they got together and said, hey, we've got to create another narrative. And we need to make it happen pretty quickly. So you and I mean, we'll probably find out on the other side of it, but I think that's the part to me that just blew me away with how quickly they moved, because that normally doesn't happen in college football.
I know there's some concerns here. If a team ends up having to play a max schedule, and yes, we understand that could only be a couple of teams, but Buck, it could be 17 games if you play your SEC or your league championship game, and then you don't get a bye. Your seed, let's say you're seeded somewhere between 5 and 12, and you end up getting all the way to the championship and you play 17 games. What kind of roster duress would that cause?
Well, I mean, before we even talk about that, to me, the conference championship game almost becomes obsolete. I know SEC champ folks don't want to hear that. I know a lot of folks that just buy into the conference championship. I think you're starting to put yourself in harm's way, and if we're talking about making sure that we protect the players, which clearly, if you're going to play 17 games, that's the NFL schedule. And I can tell you, I played a college football schedule, and I played an NFL schedule. It's a big difference. So to your point about roster management, do we go back to 125, 130? I don't know. I mean, because you're not going to be able to get through the season with the number of guys that you have now, if you have to play 17, I don't think. And I just think there's going to be a big adjustment to that. And I don't know if they thought that through. Maybe those are the things they're working through and we'll hear more of. But I worry about 17 games when you already see rosters breaking down with just 14 to 15.
So it's Arbuckle with us on Tuesdays talking some college football or whatever we get into. Buck, how much of the baseball are you perusing?
I've been watching some, and every time I turn the TV on, it seems like there's somebody jacking one out. They have. I mean, you know, the pitching has been good when it's been good, but, man, these guys can hit the baseball. And, you know, I watched literally for half an inning Notre Dame and Mississippi State. And the Notre Dame pitcher hit, you know, nice pitch. Guy jacks one, doesn't go out the park. But I was like, woo, you guys are cranking the ball up. And, I think it's a good thing for baseball when you can have competitive guys throwing 90, 90, 95, and guys are still able to swing, you know, get the bat around. I know at some point you and I have talked about it before, will they ever go to wood bats? Because I think we're asking a lot of these college pitchers with these aluminum bats. But with that said, the way the game is played, I just think the scoring is good. I think Omaha is going to be interesting. And I think I'll really lock in once Omaha takes full effect.
You go back, as I do, to the 80s, and Tracy Rocker played at Auburn, was one of the best SEC defensive linemen I ever saw play. Second to Reggie White, obviously, but, I mean, one of the best I ever saw play. And his son, Kumar Rocker, is the star for Vanderbilt, one of the stars for Vanderbilt. And Kumar is probably 6'5", 250, Buck. I mean, he standing up on that mound, he looks like an absolute beast up there. Anyways, I don't know how much I used to see Kumar at Little League games because they lived here for a while. And Tracy, I don't know if he played on any of your teams, but he's not one of those talker guys. He would always sit off to the side, and nobody would be around him, Buck, at these baseball games to watch his kid play. And even though he never said a word, you just kind of knew, don't go invade his space. It was unwritten.
Yeah, you know, when I watch baseball, I kind of like to be off, away from everybody, because I think, you know, it's such a hard game, you know, mentally. And whether you're a pitcher, whether you are, you know, an infielder, whether you're at the plate, it's a lot of failure in that game. I mean, a lot of failure. And so I know when I go watch my son, I really, you know, sometimes I sit in the stands, but sometimes I just like to be away just so you can watch and see everything. And you're not always just watching them, you know, especially with his son being a pitcher. I'm sure he played other positions in high school. Just the other things that you pick up. I've been around Tracy's son because I know he's been in coaching for a while.
Right.
And, you know, always good to talk to. Not a real talkative guy in general, just from what I know. I mean, I'm not close to him, but we'd always exchange pleasantries. And, in the course of playing in the league and then actually watching him coach and calling games, I've gotten to know him some. And, you know, he's done a nice job there. But, yeah, to answer your question about a 6'5 guy, about 250, 255 throwing heat, that's a hard one to pick up. And he does a pretty good job of not letting you know what's coming at you. Usually you know it's going to be hard and fast, but he's got some other stuff in his repertoire.
Charles Arbuckle with us. Yeah, Tracy Rocker, and then he had a younger brother, David, who was a big-name recruit a couple of years after him. And they were quite the family. I believe they're out of Atlanta, actually, but Tracy went to Auburn, and he had a heck of a career under Pat Dye. I do remember that. I don't know that he had a very big, distinguished pro career. He was drafted fairly high, maybe third round, but he was a very good player.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing now. What's interesting, we're starting to see a lot of the guys that I played with or played against, you're seeing their kids now.
Yeah.
You're seeing them start to grow up and really be involved and making plays, and you're just like, wow, I remember when Dad was doing this. You know, that's when you know you're getting old. When you're starting to broadcast the games of the kids or the fathers you either played with or played against.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. I wasn't around when Archie was playing. As a kid, I saw him come to Vanderbilt, but he didn't play. He had his arm in a sling, and this was early 70s as a kid. But, yeah, we're starting to see him even younger than that now, Buck, coming up.
Oh, well, when you got people recruiting kids at, eighth grade? That's
right.
Too young for me. But you're seeing a lot of that. I mean, you know, I think technology has helped, but it also helps having a dad or a mom or somebody that has had some experience playing sports, so you can learn some of the tricks of the trade before you even get there. And I think that's helping. You're seeing that not only with kids of former family members that played sports, but you're seeing it in other avenues as well, because you're getting some good training at an earlier age so they can learn some of those tricks before they even get to the college level or to the next level.
Buck, we'll let you run into your day, sir. Appreciate the time very much.
Hey, thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. Glad y'all let me get a cup of coffee at least. Y'all have a good one.
Good morning. Yeah, always a pleasure to have Buck here. Tell you what, speaking of that, couple things. I never understood the coffee craze. And again, I think more people drink coffee than any other liquid. Maybe, I guess, other than water. I remember there used to be a stat I had. I don't, maybe I'm not recalling it, but even, and here's the other thing I never understood, and my kids are into this, the iced coffee. I'm just not adapting well with the times here. Ice Cup Adam is. My kid, is that right? Maybe I just don't. Now, I'll tell you, I will admit one thing. I've never had iced coffee. So maybe I don't know what I'm missing. Maybe I would like it. Now, I've been on and off with coffee throughout my life as a thing, particularly in the morning, but it's been years. I mean, probably decades. Now, one reason I drank coffee many years ago is Bob Bell would always have a pot of coffee going at the radio station, but our show was an afternoon show. But I would still, because of him, I would see him, and he'd have a little, you know, styrofoam cup of coffee. So I would go back and get me some, too. Usually just black. But that was, and it was just because it was around, and probably should have just been drinking water. But I would drink coffee then. Drank some growing up, because my parents drank coffee. But all the various flavors and everything, obviously Starbucks is huge, just massive. But coffee stores in general are big, right? I mean, and the craze has just been incredible. I missed the boat on all that. I did not adapt to all that. And all the I wouldn't know if you took me to Starbucks right now. I don't even know the last time I've been. I've maybe been once or twice. I used to take my daughters. They'd always want to go. Now, they can go on their own, but I used to take them. But I would never get anything for myself. And they always had their favorite. I don't even know what. I wouldn't know what to order other than just give me a black coffee. I mean, that's not real difficult. But all the various items on the menu to order. What about the cake pops? I don't think I've ever had a. Adam, are you a cake pop guy? Do you order a cake pop with the coffee? It's a little, looks like a lollipop. But on the end, it's a cake-type round thing. And it tastes, you know, you can get various flavors and stuff. It's like a dessert. But it's a cake pop. Looks like a lollipop, except it's a cake pop sitting on the top of it. And I've never had that, but that's also a thing. I think you can get those, what, at every Starbucks, I think. I'm telling you, I'm out of the loop on a lot of that stuff. Wow. But no, my oldest that's still in high school, he's going into a senior year, Brandon, always in the morning, and they have to get up every morning for their workouts, but he will have an iced coffee. They love it. They absolutely love it. Josh up in London, Bill. Iced coffee is delicious. Other than that, I don't really drink coffee at all. I am programmed to only understand coffee that's hot, right? Coming out of a pot. Or you warm it up in the microwave. I have never tried iced coffee. Not saying I wouldn't like it. I might like it. I mean, heck, I might like it more than I want to like it. But anyways, hey, top of the hour, Gator Dave will be with us. And then a little later, Griff will be with us on this Tuesday edition. Presented by the place we were there just a couple of weeks ago, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now on I-40 East through Kingston Springs. It's starting to pick up pretty good now. All the traffic flow coming in from Dixon County. Still not too bad on 65, at least at the moment, as you come past Concord Road, Moores Lane, up through the Brentwood, Williamson County area, 7300 block, O. Charlotte Pike. That rig should be cleared up hopefully in just a few more minutes. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call today, 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/strikeandspare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring the TaylorMade Sim 2 drivers with forged ring construction that enhances distance and forgiveness. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology, or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He's got the exculpatory evidence on college sports. It's Bill King.
Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, my daughters love the Cake Pops. My wife also makes them, and they're better than Starbucks, too. There's another angle there. I did not know you could make your own Cake Pops. Did not know that. That is new to me. I'm telling you, I'm out of the loop on all of that stuff. Out of the loop. I've never tried any of it. It's probably pretty good. Jeff Chu, this morning. Now, he came out to our remote yesterday. He comes out when he can to many of our events. He says, Bill, it's June the 15th. Happy 615 day, Bill. I see what you did there. 615 day. That would be our location here in the 615. Yes. I see. That's pretty nifty. Yeah, that's pretty nifty. We had a good time yesterday at the golf course. Hadn't seen Hope Pines in a few years. And quite a few people, some friends I hadn't seen in a while came by that were playing in the tournament. And it's for a good cause for the kids and helping kids that have been in very unfortunate environments. It's a program that's many, many years old, but Hope's been involved for about 26 years. When it comes to that event. And if you know the part of town we're talking about, if you're going through Brentwood and you're going down what's called Franklin Road, you can see where the home is. And it's a big piece of property, pretty good-sized piece of property, and a house and adjoining-type buildings to it. And it's been a very important part of the culture and the that area of town for many, many years out in the suburbs. And I learned a lot more about it yesterday. They've got three here in the state of Tennessee, one in West Tennessee in the Memphis area, one in the Chattanooga area, and then the one here. And then apparently there are others that are not affiliated but do the same thing, do a very good job in many, many states, including Florida, etc. And I was not aware of all that prior to having those conversations. We were talking about the baseball, and Omaha is coming up. I mentioned to you several times, in 07, I remember the year, 07, the show went out to Omaha. We were there for about a week. And this is when Oregon State was winning back-to-back natties. Incredible baseball program out there. And I enjoyed it. I wouldn't want to go do it again. I certainly wouldn't want to do it every year. I want to watch it on TV every year, but I wouldn't want to have to go out there and do that every year. And Omaha's a cool city. Airport is very easy to maneuver, get in and out of. The city is a nice city. You can drive around it comfortably. The way they work the NCAA tournament, and we were at the old stadium until they built the new one that's more inside the city. And the old stadium was just, the old Rosenblatt was just right outside of the downtown area. Not that far, a couple of miles. Really and literally in a neighborhood. What was pretty cool about it is around the old Rosenblatt stadium, you had these houses. People lived. And they would have tents in their yards with apparel that you could buy. And I'm talking about in lots of the yards in this neighborhood. And I don't know if that's still a thing because the new stadium is in the downtown area and you're not around homes. You're around buildings. You're around the city. But it used to be where you would go in there and you could walk yard to yard and go in these tents and you would see apparel for sale, licensed apparel for sale for not only all of the teams that are in the College World Series, the what, eight teams, is it, in the College World Series, yes. But other schools too. Hats, T-shirts, hoodies, water bottles, anything you can think of. It would be available there. And it was pretty neat. And I guess just that turned into a business for a couple of weeks for all those folks that lived right there. And you had the old Rosenblatt. Right there you'd have, and I guess it's still there, the Henry Dorley Zoo. Right over the border you've got Council Bluffs, which is the casino that many of you have told me you've been to. I never went in that casino, but you can see it right there. It's right on the border. Some of you go out there a lot. You'll go out there from year to year. I've never, other than 07, I haven't been out there. But it was an event that I won't ever forget. Jeff 2 says, here's a fun fact. I'm not a coffee drinker, and moreover, I haven't had a caffeinated drink of any kind in 25 years. So that would be soda pop. Any kind of soda pop. Wow. Wow. That's pretty good. I can't. When it comes to that, I can't say the same. Now, coffee, I haven't had coffee. The last time I got coffee, I know this pretty much defeats the purpose, it was decaffeinated. It was the green canister, not the red canister, which, again, kind of defeats the purpose of it, right? I don't know. Do some people sip coffee and it has nothing to do with the caffeine? It's just the taste? I guess there's a lot of people that do that, too. Top of the hour, Gator Dave will be with us. Looking forward to that. A little later, Griff checks in. Tuesday edition. Back in studio. Strike and Spare Studios. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now on I-40 East through Kingston Springs. It's starting to pick up pretty good now. All the traffic flow coming in from Dixon County. Still not too bad on 65, at least at the moment, as you come past Concord Road, Moores Lane, up through the Brentwood, Williamson County area, 7300 block, O. Charlotte Pike. That rig should be cleared up hopefully in just a few more minutes. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call today, 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update is brought to you by Keeps. Tired of losing your hair? Get 50% off for your first order at keeps.com/vsin. Keeps.com/vsin.
NBA, the East semifinals continue tonight. The Nets without Kyrie Irving or James Harden at home against the Bucks. Milwaukee, a four-point road favorite. The over-under 217.5. Stanley Cup semifinals continue tonight with the Islanders and the Lightning. New York leads the series 1-0. The Lightning minus 100 on the money line. New York plus 170. The over-under 5. Golf, the 2021 U.S. Open getting underway Thursday at Torrey Pines. John Rahm opening as the odds-on favorite at plus 1,000. Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson and Jordan Spieth at plus 1,600. Rory McIlroy and Xander Schauffele at plus 1,800. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Are you looking to start your own home gym?
Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today around 85. For tonight, mostly clear, 62. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs near 85. Wednesday night, clear, 61. Sunshine for Thursday, highs near 87. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network here on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Saw a tweet from Andy Staples, who is with The Athletic, and I've known Andy a long time. He's a very, very accomplished college football writer and reporter. I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but he's very good. He's very, very good. Said, talk to an AD today. Now, this is a tweet from Monday. This AD offered some hope that they will eventually come to their senses and put playoff quarterfinals on campus. We're talking about the 12-team expansion. If the big dogs that would be seeded 1-4 get home games, season ticket sales would be more valuable because you'd have to buy them to get playoff tickets. That seems to be among all the expansionists, and just to repeat, most everybody is into this. I'm not. But most everybody is absolutely on board with this, and it is coming. So 100% chance you're going to get expansion. And I'd say there's a good chance it's going to be as early as 2023. Unclear about the date, but there's a good chance you're going to have it in a couple of years. But the one rub, even among those who want to see the college game turn into the pro game, in essence, free agency, name, image, likeness, expansion of playoffs, all of that, which just, oh, makes me want to go grab a trash can and throw up. The one rub seems to be taking the quarterfinals and making them at bowl sites. The thinking seems to be among those who disagree with that item, they need to be at home sites. Kind of weird. If you're a 1-4 seed, you get a bye. That's cool. You do get rewarded there. You get a bye. But then you have to go on the road. Now, again, you're not at somebody else's site per se, but you're at a bowl site. If you're seeded 5-12, or 5-8, you don't get a bye, but you get to play at home. It's a little odd. Not anything we can't get by, but a little bit unusual there. And again, the thinking is among those who love the idea, except for the quarterfinals and where they're going to be played. Now, here's what they got to get by. That would be all the bowl money, all the revenue of those bowl games and what the payouts would be. That's the bottom line on that. And can they get past that? Can they get past that number to make everybody happy? Brought a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, I am 56. I've never had a cup of coffee. Took one sip and hated it. Diet Coke is my caffeine. Other day, and all those diet drinks, I have never been able to take one sip of. I've tried, but I can't. About a month ago, I ordered if you go to McDonald's, you can get a fountain drink, and I think it's any size for $1.10. It's the best, if you're a fountain drink freak, it's the best deal. Because all those stores rip you off and everything. I mean, not that $1.10 is a big deal, but so I'll go through there, and usually, I don't go around lunch where there's a big line. You can get in and out quick. But one time, about a month ago or so, and I don't know how they got medium Dr. Pepper into diet Dr. Pepper, but I get my drink, I get down the road, put the straw in, take one sip, and it's diet. And I can't stomach it. The taste is nasty. It's supposed to be terrible for you, too. Now, I guess a regular fountain drink's not real good for you either. I understand. And I was far down the road. I'm not going to pull back and say, hey, you screwed up my $1.10 soft drink. Get me another one. I'm just not going to do it. So I think I poured it out at a stoplight. But yeah, but a lot of people love this. Yeah, a lot of people love it. Jim down in Jupiter, Bill, I drink at least 3 cups of coffee per day. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill would love if all playoff games were at a home field. Neutral sites don't do it for me. Get these games on campus. Just didn't think a playoff would be approved without the Bulls. That's going to be a hard one to get by. He's right. They may not. That might be a fight that the ones that want those quarterfinal games on home sites, that might be a fight that they can't win because of the bowl money, the money attached to those quote-unquote neutral site bowl sites. Now, could you overcome that money with ticket sales? I don't know the numbers well enough to tell you. I don't. I'm skeptical there, but I could be dead wrong. That's one where you need an AD with you. to have that conversation. Somebody that actually crunches the numbers every day. Better than me. All right. Here's what we'll do. We'll flip it to hour number two. Gator Dave will check in. Griff a little bit later. Tuesday edition presented by... it was good to be back a few weeks ago. The Omni Nashville Hotel.